Hey, it's great to have you with us for another episode of Kaboom, an episode of our special summer series, Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice.
Last time we heard the case of the crash computers, part one.
And those computers ain't done crashing. Here's the case of the crash computers, part two. Here we go.
The name is Manning. Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice. I have found myself embroiled in a mystery involving the hacking of the school's computer system. My prime suspects, the Burmick twins, apparently are not the perpetrators. When we left you, my assistant had accidentally crashed the school's computer system, and perhaps that of the town. In addition, he had forgotten to prop open the computer lab door, and we were now trapped. Rather than accept responsibility for his error, he instead chose to complain.
I knew I shouldn't have messed with computers. I told you.
Sam, calm down.
Now I'm starving. We'll be here all night. I've never gone that long without food.
Sam, calm down.
They'll find our bodies in the morning.
Sam!
I'll never see my grandmother again. Wait, footsteps. Knock on the door. Help! We're starving. We can't breathe.
Neither of those things are true.
You idiots! What did you do?
What are you talking about?
Everything is dead in the school. There's no power, and the traffic lights aren't working outside. Do you have anything to do with this?
Not clear.
I did it.
You crashed the system?
Yes.
No, not clear.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Okay, I need to get you guys out of here right now. Never ask me to help you again.
Fine.
Never?
I'll let you out the side door. Follow me.
Sydney, I'd appreciate it if you didn't tell anybody about this.
I won't.
Do you want to be in our detective agency?
Sam!
No!
All things considered, we escaped with relatively little damage. Back at home, I was intent on writing to Rip Sturgeon, but my father had other plans. So, Rip, that is the dilemma we are in. I would appreciate hearing from you about this, and also about the misspelling of your office manager's name. M-A-I-R-I-G-O-L-D is not the proper spelling for Marigold. Perhaps the copy editor...
Quentin! Your dad wants you in the basement!
I'm busy!
He says it's important! Please come down here!
What is it, Dad?
I'm in.
What do you mean?
I'm in the school's computer system.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes. It seems somebody crashed the whole system earlier. It actually shut down the systems in Town Hall, too. Imagine that!
Wow. Imagine that.
But someone got it back up in short order. Whoever is working on their systems is very talented.
Ms. Zetabyte.
She has a first-rate mind. Anyway, I've localized the problem. It seems to be coming from one computer. I have a way of finding out who it is and a solution. Look at this.
What is it?
It's a 20-year-old handheld computer game, but I rebuilt the insides. When you join the school system, it will show the location of the troublesome computer. Then you take this.
A bagel?
A thumb drive that looks like a bagel.
The drive opens here, see? I have a number of different ones. So much fun. Would you like one that looks like a piece of sushi instead?
No, but what does it do?
Once it's put in the port in the computer, it will solve the problem. It takes 7 minutes to run.
So I use the little handheld thing to find out where the computer is, then stick the bagel into the computer causing the problems?
Exactly!
Dad, I'm not sure if I should do this.
I'm not telling you what to do. I'm only offering tools for you to follow your own intuition and conscience.
Okay, I'll just... Wait. Dad, what's this on your work table?
That? Oh, some old mail. I guess I brought it down here by mistake.
There's a letter for me. How long have you had this?
I don't know. Days? Weeks?
Probably not months.
Dad, it's from Broadswipe Books. This is Rip Sturgeon's publisher.
Gaia, come quick. Quentin got a letter from a publisher.
What's going on?
Quentin got a letter from a publisher.
That's exciting. What are you writing?
No, it's from the company that publishes the Deke Benchley books. They finally wrote back.
Well, open it up. Read it out loud.
Finally, finally. Okay, let's see. Here we go. Dear reader, thank you for your letter to Mr. Sturgeon. Currently, Mr. Sturgeon is completing Deke Benchley number 49. Because of his writing schedule, Rip is unable to answer every letter personally. He has asked me to write to you and acknowledge your letter. Thank you for writing. Keep reading. Sincerely, Trevor Snellington III, Assistant Intern, Broadswipe Books. Reader? I'm not a reader. I'm a fellow detective. This is a form letter.
You sound upset.
I bet they didn't even read my letter.
It sounds like he's very busy.
There's got to be a way to reach him.
Maybe this would be a good time for you to talk to our new neighbor, Mrs. Dimwitty. She's an author. Maybe she knows how to reach him.
Mom!
My new computer will be able to track anything, even authors' addresses.
That sounds terrifying, Finny. What an assault on our privacy.
Yes, I know. Luckily, no one else will know about it.
I left my parents to argue about privacy. I overlooked my disappointment with the form letter and decided to use my father's devices to find the corrupted computer. I now only had to convince my assistant.
No.
Don't say no yet.
I'm not doing it.
Sam, come on.
What if we get stuck in the school overnight?
We won't.
Like we didn't get stuck in the dumpster?
That's different.
Or locked in the closet of Mr. Clacker, vice principal in charge of discipline?
That's different too.
It's at least similar.
Sam, don't assume the worst. Maybe we'll just find it easily and just unplug it or something.
What's the reward?
I promised pizza, remember?
Right. Pizza. No ReadyMart gift card?
Not yet.
When?
We'll see.
I hate that. You sound like a parent.
I'll turn on the tracker. We've got 10 minutes before the end of lunch period.
Wait, that's the music to the Fettuccine Twins. It's vintage. I love that game. You've got a game master? I've only seen pictures of them. Let me see.
It's just the music from the game. The closer we get to the source of the computer causing the problem, the faster and louder it will play. We wandered the hallways of the school, passing slowly by classrooms. We were about to give up when...
Hey, I think the music is playing a little faster.
This way. It's getting louder.
And faster.
And louder.
And faster.
We're closer and closer.
And louder and faster.
Wait, it's coming from...
It's the office. It's a computer in the office. Maybe it's the principal, Mrs. Missing. I'm sure she's not here. She never is.
Maybe someone else is using her computer. Let's go in.
Boys, where's that noise coming from?
Sorry to bother you, Mrs. Furble. Over here, this way.
No, not that way.
Yes, this office, right over here.
No, not that way. That's Mr. Clacker's.
I'm going in.
Great Caesar's ghost, what in the name of Pete is going on?
Mr. Clacker, the problem is with your computer.
My computer? You must be out of your minds.
No, we're not. Someone has hacked into your computer. It's where the glitch...
What? No, that doesn't. Give me that thing.
No, I...
Now!
Give it to him. Give it to him. We're sorry, Mr. Clacker, vice principal in charge of discipline.
How do you turn it off?
I don't know.
I'll take out the batteries.
No, it will lose the information.
Out, out!
Okay, sir, but... That did not go as anticipated. We've got to go back when Mr. Clacker's not there.
No!
I'll see you after school. Meet me around the corner from the office.
Ah, no!
And then, pizza.
Right, pizza. Okay, see you there.
We needed only 7 minutes with the computer to fix it. Mr. Clacker didn't think we could fix it, but I knew we could. I no longer cared about who was doing it. I just wanted to solve the problem. We met after school.
What if he's in there?
The office is empty. I saw him leave. So has Mrs. Furble. Mrs. Missing wasn't here today. Again. Let's go. Okay, he's left the door open. Let me get this out of the backpack.
A bagel? Are we having a snack?
It's not a bagel.
Yes it is. A sesame one. What are you doing? Why are you attaching a perfectly good bagel to the computer?
No, it's a thumb drive. It automatically loads the software into the computer and short circuits whatever is messing up the computer.
How do you know that?
Because my dad said so.
Your dad? The one who blows up computer systems?
Immaterial.
Let's get out of here.
No, we have to wait 7 minutes.
We'll get caught.
It'll only take a second.
7 minutes is not a second.
Hey, look at these brochures on his desk.
6 minutes, 50 seconds.
That's for a whole new system for the school. He's really gonna do it.
That must be expensive.
Why is he so intent on doing this?
6 minutes, 40 seconds. Wait, someone's coming. Quick, take out the bagel. Take out the bagel.
I can't.
You have to.
Are you kidding me?
No, sir. We aren't really. Or maybe, yes, we are. We just dropped by to see you.
Mr. Clacker, we seem to have made a discovery.
Let's go. Down to detention. I'm calling your parents.
Someone is doing something horrible on your computer, and I think we can fix it if you'd...
There's nothing to solve. Let's go.
Don't kill me.
I'm not even touching you.
Your energy is. I can feel it.
Let's go.
The next thing we knew, Mr. Clacker had escorted us, rather convincingly, to the detention room.
And you guys can stay in there for the next 2 months. I'm calling your parents.
You'll speak to my grandmother. She loves me.
Mr. Clacker, whatever you do, don't pull the bagel out of the machine. We turned to find the detention room filled with honor roll students. And monitoring the students in the front of the room was the IT wizard, Ms. Zetabyte.
Quentin, Sam, take a seat.
We need your help. There's a problem with the computer system.
I just fixed it.
Someone has compromised Mr. Clacker's computer. We've got to...
How would you know that?
We tracked the problem with a device my father gave me and put in a thumb drive that looks a lot like a bagel.
A bagel, huh? That's how the legend thinks.
He thinks you're pretty smart, too.
He does?
He said so, after he hacked into the school system.
He did?
Yes, but we don't have time for that. There's a bagel in Mr. Clacker's computer, and if we don't get to his office, he might pull it out and there's no telling what will happen.
Oh my gosh, right. Let's go. Class, keep doing your homework.
Yes, Miss Zetabyte.
Can I come?
Of course, you're a detective.
Assistant detective?
He's in his office.
Right.
The program needs 2 more minutes.
Okay.
Wait for me.
Mr. Clacker, please step away from the computer. Don't touch the bagel.
You put this bagel in my computer without my permission?
It's not her bagel. It's mine.
Yours? What is a bagel doing in my computer?
Saving the school system.
I'm just gonna yank it out.
No!
No one touches my computer, but what's that?
I think the program is finished. Let me take a look.
I can handle this. There's no need to look.
Look at this code. I've never seen anything like it. Someone's been trying to download something. Every time it does, the system crashes.
That's enough information. I'm yanking the bagel.
No!
World of Wonders? Are you trying to download World of Wonders onto this computer?
What?
What's World of Wonders?
Only the most complicated, all-consuming online game ever invented.
Never heard of it.
I've only heard of it. It requires huge computers to even run the programs. It's incredibly addictive. They say once you start playing it, you can't stop. I don't even know why Mr. Clacker, Vice Principal in Charge of Discipline, would...
Mr. Clacker, are you trying to play this game?
What?
Our system can't handle this game. It's going to keep crashing every time you try.
I know.
So why would you...
Wait, that's it. That's why he wants a new computer system.
Snap.
Really?
No, I mean, we really could use a new system.
So you could play a game?
Well, it would be good for the school.
Our system is fine.
Okay, never mind. No need to discuss this any further.
Excuse me, Mr. Clacker.
Vice Principal in Charge of Discipline.
I assume this means that Ms. Zetabyte is going to keep her job. It would be horrible for people to find out why you wanted a new system.
That's blackmail! I'm the vice principal and—
I guess I'll just let Mrs. Missing know about this when she gets back from her meeting. And also about the donuts missing from the teacher's room.
What? How did you— No, I mean, wait. All right. I guess because Ms. Zetabyte is so talented, we'll try to find a way to keep her on.
Thank you, Mr. Clacker.
Vice principal in charge of discipline.
Let's go, Sam. Our work is done. We'll be leaving now.
I'll go with you.
Well, all's well that ends well.
After the pizza, that's the end.
Quentin, do you think I could meet your father?
Okay with me. He'd love to have someone to talk to who understands what he's doing.
I do!
And she would meet my father, but not quite yet. In the meantime, Sam and I went to my house where, true to my word, I ordered a pizza. And Sam got his reward.
I love being an assistant detective.
My reward was the knowledge we had saved the school and the town from continuing computer crashes and a budget-crushing purchase of computers. Even if it wasn't the Burmix. And so, I'll be writing to Rip Sturgeon to let him know of our success, hoping he'll finally answer my letters. Until then, this is Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice, signing off.